104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and we are very pleased to bring you this edition of Local Legends, which is brought to you by Petawawa Toyota. And our guest today is Rose Van Hoof, who is a longtime bus driver in the area. Again, they call you Rosie on the bus, they say.
Yes, that's they call me Rosie, and then when I meet them later in life, it's Mrs. Van Hoof.
Fair enough, fair enough. So, yep. Local legend, big title.
Oof.
what does that kind of mean to you?
I'm honored to be here. I've driven for 51 years for Valley. It's just a job to do. You know, every young couple has the fight about money. And this was a job I could do. I learned to drive standard, and that's when the clutch and the brake went through the floor, and had great times out there.
Okay, a long time to be driving a school bus. I don't know, sure if anybody. That's almost longer than most people's careers in like a regular job these days. What made you decide to want to keep driving a bus all these years?
I did actually retire about 5-6 years ago, and then COVID hit, so they kind of pulled me back in, and now we're in the spot where there just aren't any drivers anymore. So I'm back there. I do a school purposes van now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about some of the challenges, because everybody wonders what happens on the school bus when there's no parents there.
I don't think the parents want to know what happens on there. The biggest thing are the kids are loud. You always have that bully on the bus that's going to control the show. The little one decides they're hurt. Now they're trucking up. They want to tell you about it. They have to sit in their seats, and of course nobody wants to sit in their seats. They are now putting students on that are patrolling the buses. So it's challenging. And then you're like this morning, you said black ice on the road. Well, you're driving that thing down the road and you're like, we got black ice. And I go to Deep River, so the road conditions change.
So with challenges, there's always some sort of rewards at the end of the day, too. I mean, I know you've met a lot of children over the year who have now grown up to be their own parents and probably have their own kids on your own bus, right?
Yes, I have had that. I call them grandchildren. And way back in the day, I had this one lad, he used to drive me crazy. And get up here, sit right there on the step. If we did that now, we'd be fired. And he sat there, so, you know, 15 years later, this little kid gets on the bus. You drove my dad. You used to make him sit there on the step when he was bad. So I'll be good, Rosie. I'll sit in my seat. So I train them right down.
Now, I understand being a bus driver, you deal with 50, 60 kids twice a day, 5 days a week. There has to be some sort of mentality that you have going into the job every single day. Is that kind of true?
Yes. If I had a bad run, which if I call a bad run, if the kids were really bad, if full moon, kids are bad. Halloween, kids are bad. I would go home and move a flower bed. And if I was still thinking about it, then I would report them. If I'd forgotten about it, then all right, I was over the top. Kind of thing, but I had pretty good control of my kids. I had the same kids for years. I did the same route, and then I guess the last 15 years, I don't want to run. I don't want to be on a bus any longer than 3 days. I don't want to get to know the kids.
Well, that's understandable, yeah. Especially, you know, when you put in the time and yeah. the hours like you have, that's totally yeah. understandable. Yeah. Can you tell us some of the, you know, main benefit factors of being a bus driver and why it would be, you know, a decent job for someone to be able to take and help out local students?
It's a great job for somebody who only wants a part-time job. You're never going to get rich off it. And the benefits are is when a little one comes up, oh, Rosie, I love you. And then they get off the bus. Or they get on the bus and they brought you a cookie, you know, or something. And you always have that part. And you have one of my students works here at my FM. So, and it was great to see her for 10 minutes.
Going back to your career, do you ever see a time when, you know, you might call it quits again? Or kind of kind of go about it?
This is easy. What I'm doing gets me out of bed in the morning. I'm 76 now. I got to stop at some point. Yeah.
Well, Rosie, you've been quite the local legend. We've been so happy to have you in the studio here today. And congratulations, and thanks for taking part.
Thank you.